Coming up this week on the Rock for Him podcast, we are combining a couple of episodes that we did with our friends from the band Reborn back in season one of our show. We hope you enjoy it. Time for the Rock for Him podcast. Very excited tonight. My name is Scott Mullins. I've got my co-hosts with me, Jason Bukowski and Jeremy Brown. And joining us from the South is the group Reborn. You might have heard some of their songs on our show, Deeper Again, Reflection, and Ready to Fly, amongst some others. And it looks like we've got four of the group here. Is that everybody?
Oh, missing one.
Missing one. Are we still waiting on him, or is he? We'll keep going.
I'm not sure, but we'll see.
No problem. You guys didn't respond. You want to run around and introduce yourselves, and maybe how you came to the band, what you play in the band.
Okay. I'll go first. My name's Marco. I'm the guitar player of the band. I'm the founder of the band. I grew up playing in my father's group. He has his band, and I was his drummer for a while, and we're still active. I'm still in that band even to this day. one day I always say I was about 14 years old. I told him, "Hey, Dad, you know what? I want to start my own band one day." And from the very beginning, even to this day, he's been nothing but 100% supportive, always encouraging me, always saying, "Hey, you know, go ahead, son, move forward, and you know, go for it." He always tells me, "Go for it."
Awesome.
I don't know if is Ryan there. I was gonna say let him go next.
Sounds good. I do see Ryan. I don't know if he can hear us.
Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, there's Rafa. You can talk to Rafa.
Let's hear from Rafa.
How you doing? Thank you for having us, sir.
You betcha. Thanks for coming.
Happy to have you on.
All right. Yeah, man, we're excited.
Yeah, my name is Rafael Negron. I play bass with the band. I've been playing bass a couple of years back in different worship bands. That's where I started. I started playing in the church, like a lot of musicians start. And I've been in the band for how long? For a year?
Yep.
Hold on, Dan. Somebody sending me a something on Facebook, my bad.
It's me.
okay. And what else? I live in San Antonio, but I was born and raised in Puerto Rico. And but I found the calling and of music here in San Antonio, so I'm representing San Antonio every time that I go and play on stage. And in my family, my grandfather was a prime minister. My mom and sisters, they all sing in the choir and everything. So I grew up surrounded with music and praise and worship kind of style. A little bit more Latino, but at the end, it's the same thing. And I met Marco because he and his wife and him and their lead worship in my church, and one day we look each other pedalboard and Frenchie started, and yeah. You know,
we hit it off right away.
Awesome. And family man that follow Christ and I love music, all kind of, and I love rock and roll since I was little kid. And first, they let you, when you go to the church, they only let you listen to Stryper. So that was one of the first bands that I found out, and after following them, I found out there was a whole plethora of bands playing that genre from the 80s, and I got hooked up since then, and it's been a wonderful thing.
Nice.
Awesome.
So, Rob, you want to go next?
Yeah, I can go next. What's up, y'all? My name's Rob. I am the new drummer of Reborn, and I started off playing music when I was probably 11 years old. I started off playing drums in my church. I am the old guy of the band, so I think I'm the oldest one. So 11 yeah, years old, sure. A long time ago. But I love music. I've been playing music since then. I got really heavy into hard rock and metal late 80s, you know, Motley Crue and Def Leppard and Poison. And then, of course, I started getting into Iron Maiden and Metallica and some of these other bands. And ever since then, I've just been a huge hard rock metal fan. But the first metal band that I got into happened to be Stryper. So it's funny that Rafa says that. In fact, my all-time favorite drummer is Robert Sweet from Stryper. And it's actually his playing that inspired me to want to start playing drums when I was a kid. And here I am all these years later, still doing it. I met the guys, in Reborn, man, it's probably like a year ago, this month. Cause we played a Sound for the Crown together. And that was the first time I saw them. I met them briefly, but after that, we just hit it off. When we got together, I felt like I knew them my whole lives. I actually helped them out because there was they had a gig come up in Florida, and Rafa couldn't make the gig, so I stepped in on bass and learned their songs and basically drove all the way to Florida with them. And you talk about getting close, that'll do it.
Right.
So yeah, I ended up riding up with them to Florida. We did the gig there. I shared a room with Dave, who was the original drummer for Reborn and is now the rhythm guitar player. And so ever since then, man, we've just really hit it off. And here recently, the guys just decided to give it a shot and let Dave move to guitar, and they brought me in on drums. And I got to tell you, I've been in the scene for a long time, and this is probably the first time that I really feel I found my home, if you will. I love the guys. I love the passion that they have, and I love their energy. And most of all, I love the brotherhood. And I know that if I'm going through something, I can call on Marco. I can call on Ryan. I can call on any one of the guys, ask them to pray for me. And I'm just loving that about being in this band. And I got to say, I'm not trying to sound conceited or anything like that, but ever since we've done this little switcheroo, we played twice already, and it's killer, man. It sounds killer. The energy level has gone up. I'm telling you, it's a whole new level of Reborn, and you're gonna flip your lids when you get to experience it. I promise you.
We're excited to hear it. Ryan, let's hear from you, sir.
Finally made it, man. Phone was acting up. Hey, man. Well, my name's Ryan. I'm the lead vocalist of Reborn. You know, I kind of got into music at a young age. I've been playing guitar. I think I started playing guitar. I was like 5 years old, just plucking along. My dad was kind of showing me things here and there. Nothing too crazy, just kind of rhythm. But, you know, I've always been into music. Fun fact, I was actually in a hip-hop. I was doing hip-hop before anything, so I'm not trying to throw it out there because I don't know. I've been asked to use it in Reborn. I'm like, dude, you know, throw that in there. I'm like, maybe one of these days. but yeah, man, I've always been into music, and you know, rock has been a part of my life. My dad was into like Pearl Jam and Metallica, and you know, stuff like that. So it was sitting in the back burner, nice. You know. But God, you know, allowed me to meet these brothers and allowed us to form something and be able to give a positive message to people who need to hear it.
That's awesome. Absolutely.
That's awesome.
So can you guys just kind of give us quick synopsis of your salvation stories. Like, how did you guys come to know Christ?
Who wants to go first?
You go, Ryan.
All right, I'll go first. just a quick story. I actually started going to church. I was a Catholic, and my mom kind of, it was a forced kind of thing. Like, you know, my mom like, come on, mijo, you got to go to church. And I'm like, okay, here we go. But she got me in there because in the Catholic church that I used to go to, they played guitar. And I mean, I can't help it. I love playing guitar. And so I was like, okay, I guess I'll go, you know. And, you know, I stopped doing that in middle school. And then at 15, I went to this other church. And in their youth group, the first song I heard walking in there was Breathe Into Me by Red. And, man, I was just like, this is Christian? Like, no way. This is intense. Like, I like this. And I was like, okay, I can fit in here. You know, let's see what this Christianity thing is all about. And, you know, I ended up falling and, you know, doing all sorts of stupid stuff. But I got into this really bad car wreck. I was actually trying to commit suicide, man. And it was one of my friends was in the car with me. And I was just like, hey, let's see how fast we can go. And it was a rainy day. I hit a puddle of oil that happened to be in the middle of the road, and I was doing like 110, man, and we spun out and hit a wall, and I was able to drive off. So you know, I really believe that, you know, that was one of the days that God saved my life. And I mean, I have plenty of other stories I could tell as well, but I think that's the one where I was like, you know what, I need to just cut my crap and live for Jesus, man, because he's been keeping me alive all this time.
Amen. That's awesome. Yeah. How about you, Marco?
As I said, I grew up in my dad's group in his ministry. At a young age, I was 8 years old when I started in that band. I was a percussionist for a couple of years, and I became a drummer. And throughout that time, just growing up in church and growing up around that, you know, I picked up on it. I always believed in God. I always went to church. It took a while to develop a real relationship with Christ. I finally did accept Christ as Lord and Savior. I was about 12. So it was a young age. And growing up, you know, it hasn't been easy, that's for sure. You know, we hear it all the time. You know, you grow up in church, yeah, that's fine. But what matters is your relationship with Christ.
Absolutely.
And yeah, it took a while. I had some stumbles here and there. I lived life, you know, I was a teenager. I grew up, right? I lived my life. Not to say that I did anything crazy. Praise God that I can't say that I got lost in drugs or alcohol or I was in the club life. I never was. I was so dedicated to playing music with my dad, and I really didn't want to do anything else. But yeah, that just growing up around it, you know, it's I've really learned so much from my dad. You know, I give him a lot of credit, not only for inspiring me to pursue Reborn and start this band, but as a man, my life as a man, as a Christian man, as a musician, as a fellow believer, you know, I give my dad so much credit for. It's because of him I am the man who I am today. I thank God for that every day, for my family and my brothers in the band, my brothers and everywhere else, you know, not just Reborn, but other bands, other friends of mine, other friendships I've developed over the years. I'm very grateful for that.
Love it. How about you, Raphael?
I'm back. Well, in my case, like I said before, I grew up with my family circle was involved in church, but then I went to live with my dad and the side of the family, and they're not in the religion as on my mom's side of the family. So I got a little like out of the church life for a while. Also, I got a good grip on the world stuff, if you know what I mean. And then when I was 27, 28, my one family member got really sick. And I start praying, and all of a sudden I start dating my wife, and she took me to church. And one day they were talking about, you need to come in and let the Lord work your life the way he wanted. And at that moment, I didn't understand. I only prayed that day, hey, Lord, if you help my family member, I will come back to the ways that you want me, and I will do whatever you need me to do. So my family member got better, and but I still want to keep in the old ways. So I got married with my wife, and all of a sudden she started taking me to the church. And sometimes we go 1 week and then we stop going for like 3 weeks, and then we come back, and step by step. But one day I went to the church and I heard the band playing. But I noticed that the bass player was never there, or he missed a lot. I was like, you know what? Maybe I can learn and come to play, because I always feel attracted of music. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you don't understand that. Sometimes it's just the world hearing the pastor. Sometimes you go for the music. Sometimes you go for meeting with other Christians, and all of a sudden you're in, and you don't know how, you don't know when, but it just happened.
Yeah.
So I start playing in the band, and then I met Marco, but I've been in another bands, all of them Christian based. I was in another band before Reborn. It was called In Disguise with my buddy friend, Fred Garcia here in San Antonio. We play a lot of churches, but they serve to the Catholic churches. And we played for them for a while, and then I played with another band called Wax Panel for a while until COVID hit. And then I have a little girl, so I had to step off from music for a while. And then I met Marco, and Marco pulled me back in. And
just when you thought you were out, he pulled you back.
Pulled me back in. And I met Ryan through Marco, because we played in his wedding. You know, that was technically our first Reborn gig.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Nice.
And I met Dave through Marco's wife. Robert has been in, everybody here in San Antonio knows Rob. If you like Christian music or you like wrestling, Rob,
huh? Rob, I'm your guy.
Yes, that's the guy.
Wait.
Very and, nice.
I've been having a lot of fun with these guys, but everything I do and everything we do as a band, it is to take the message to the people that need, no matter if it's in a church, nobody if it's in a youth group, nobody is in a bar. We play in bars.
Reach it.
Whatever, whoever needs the word, we give it to them. And some people, you're trying to explain them, hey, why are you playing bars? You're not supposed to be Christian. I was like, it is for me easy to play for Christians because they really receptive of my message.
Yeah.
But man, you need certain kind of a human to go into people that they don't know what you're preaching. They possibly don't accept that. But you play for them, and all of a sudden they come to you and they tell them, you know what? I like your music, and I respect what you do. And that's what I know that I'm doing the right thing when I reach somebody that is not Christian and he accept the message, he likes the music, sometimes we pray for him or her or whatever. And that motivate me. And I think I can talk to the rest of the guys that's the fuel that we need to keep going.
It's all about spreading those seeds. Because you never know who you're reaching when you're out there. Someone hears that message and it just kind of grows in them. And, you know,
yeah.
That's awesome. So thank you for that.
Yeah, that's good.
Rob, that's saving the best for last, right?
Well, I gotta condense it, man, because my story can go on, but not. So I grew up a lot like Marco. Marco did. He grew up in the church with his family. I grew up in the church too. Man, my mom was dragging me to church when I was, you know, 7 years old. And that's actually how I started music. I saw my cousin playing drums. I wanted to play drums. Next thing you know, I'm helping out with the band. I'm learning how to play bass. I'm learning how to play keys. I'm learning how to play guitar. All this happened as I was growing up. But my real testimony starts when I got married the first time. I was only 21 years old, and I grew up so sheltered in the church environment that I grew up that, I don't know, man, when I finally got out of the house and I got married, to me, it seemed like my golden ticket, right? I'm going to go and experience this world that everyone told me to stay away from, you know, because the truth of the matter is I knew who God was and I knew who Jesus was, but I didn't really have a relationship like I thought I did, because if I would have, I never would have went to the world, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, I got to get my taste of what the world has to offer, man. I wasn't a big like drug addict or alcoholic or anything like that, but I did dabble in those things. You know, I smoked weed. I'm not proud of it, but there were times I did like drug runs and things like that to try to make some extra money. And, you know, so I got to experience a lot of the stuff the world offers, but see, what they didn't tell me was all the downside from that, you know?
Absolutely.
Because there's definitely a downside, you know, that when you get involved in that lifestyle, all of a sudden you're around just darkness. Darkness is the best way to describe it. It was just darkness. To this day, I know this is like such an unjust thing to say, but I hate Austin, because Austin was where I did most of my life away from God. And anytime I seem to go to Austin, it seems to kind of bring that back to remembrance. And it was just a real dark time in my life. That marriage ended, it only lasted 10 years. And one of those years was us going through the divorce. I met my current wife, and to be honest, we had only been married for a few years. And that, to me, that was when I really say that there was a conversion that happened in my life. I finally got, you've heard, I know it's cliche, but you've heard it said, you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I knew already that Jesus worked. I was just so stubborn and hard-headed that I didn't want to give it up to him. And so when I finally did decide and I said, Lord, you need to take over because I'm messing things up. I can't do this on my own. When I let him just take complete control, oh my God, I understood finally when people say, oh, I accepted Christ. And it seemed like the sky was brighter and it was a darker color blue. And I actually experienced that. I remember walking outside the next day to go to work, and I could hear the birds singing so clear. The tree leaves look greener, and I'm sitting here, am I tripping? Like, what's, you know, like, what's going on? It was that real, true conversion that only comes through giving your life to Christ. Mm-hmm. And it was at that point that I knew I didn't want to go back, you know. But I also knew, and this is what I love about being in Reborn, that I was always going to be real. You know, a relationship with Jesus is what it's about, not a religion. You know, I'm not going to sit here and nitpick at you, brother, because you're doing certain things. No. It's not about picking out little things here and there. It's about that relationship with Christ and the real conversion that he's made in your life. And and every day, hey, you get up, you do it again. You do it again. You try your best. You do your best, excuse me, to pursue Jesus and to try to live a life like him. And it's, you know, we're going to fail all the time. It's true. But as long as we don't stop, you know, moving forward with that. And so the one thing that always kept with me all these years was music. Music was always the thing that I always, you know, was pulled to. During the time that I was quote unquote backsliding, like they like to call it. I just call it not being saved personally. During all that time, it was always music. Music was always the thing that drove me back. And I do thank God that when I was young, I told God, I said, even if I stray away, I'm never going to use my talent to glorify anybody but you. And so coming back now, I'm just more passionate now. I'm 46 years old, and I think I get more crazy now than I did when I was younger. You know, ask the guys, they'll tell you how what kind of a psycho I am behind the kit. You know, but I'm like that because I'm just so thankful for where God has brought me through and for where God has me now, that I'm able to praise him and give him glory through this music. And on top of that, we get to reach others with the gospel. There's no greater feeling than to have somebody come up and, man, you guys were awesome. And I can't believe that was Christian music, you know, to be able to kind of be an inspiration and just point people to Christ. To me, that's the ultimate. There, you can't put a price tag on it. Knowing somebody can turn their life around and give their life to God, or listen to a song like, you know, Ready to Fly, and decide not to kill themselves because they know that their life is worth it enough because Christ died on the cross. To me, that's better than a record label signing. That's better than a gold record. That's, you can't put a price on it. And that's the reason why I still do what I do.
That's right, bro.
Awesome.
Love it.
Thank you guys so much for sharing that. That's some great testimonies. So any new music? You got any tours coming up? What's the plans for Reborn? I don't know who wants to take it, but.
Marco or Ryan? They're the ones.
Ryan.
Come on. I'll take it, man. Yeah, we do got some new music coming. We don't have a date for it yet, but we do got some new stuff. Hopefully we will have a full album out very soon. Hopefully I'm not going to put a date, but I'll say within the next few months or so. We do have a little mini tour going on. So April 21st, we'll be in Corpus. April 22nd, we will be in
San Antonio.
We switched them. So April 22nd, we'll be in San Antonio. April 23rd, we will be in Poteet. And on the 24th, we will be in San Angelo. So just something small, you know, nothing crazy, but we want to get ourselves out there, man, and just get this message to whoever we can.
Awesome. Jeremy, you got anything?
What's your favorite song you guys have done so far?
Oh, man.
Tough one.
Ready to fly is mine. That's my all-time favorite. Ready to fly. There's just that breakdown in the middle.
That's a good song.
I think musically, if I had to pick a favorite, I'd probably say Deeper Again, because of the energy that song has. I mean, this song pretty much has everything thrown in there. It's got a hard-hitting intro. It's got an up-tempo verse in there. The chorus, you hear the vocal melodies. It's nice and elegant. And then it goes right back into the headbanging moments. There's a bass solo. There's a guitar solo. There's a double time feel in the outro. I did write that outro specifically for drummers because I knew it was fun to play. So that outro and that's Deeper Again. Yeah, that was my drummer mentality when I wrote that.
Yeah, thank you for that, Marco. It's awesome.
Gotcha. I'm gonna pick Deeper Again. Music.
Man, I'm not gonna lie. If you've seen us live, I really think that Truth Inside is my favorite. I just have fun with that one, man. That one makes me get wild and I start kicking my feet around. Going crazy.
It's an unreleased track.
Yeah, it's unreleased. So unless you've seen us live, then you don't know that song. But it's a fun one, man, and it's probably one of my favorites for sure.
Nice, very nice.
For me, I will concur with Ryan. It's Deeper Truth, because it's just different. It's a different song, and it describes us as a band. Like, we have Latino influence, and we have rock all together. No, I will not spoil no more until we
Is it on YouTube or anything?
No.
Unless somebody's posted it live, like I said. Okay. And other than that, I don't think we've posted it on our page yet.
Is it at least on the upcoming album?
Oh yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah.
I guess we have to release it, Ryan.
What's that?
I think it is time to release it.
I know, right?
It could be a Rock for Him premiere. Just saying.
I'll keep it in mind. All right.
No pressures.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Rock for Him. This is episode seven, part two with our friends in Reborn. With me is my good friends, my co-host, Scott Mullins and Jason Bukowski. And we're just going to kick it off. Guys, we're so happy that you guys are doing this, you know, part two with us. Part one was just so incredible, just hearing your testimonies. I guess one of the questions I have for you is, who is your dream artist to play with and why? Like, if you could play with anybody, who would you play with and why?
I'm a huge fan, and these guys know what I'm going to say. I'm a huge fan of Mark Tremonti of Alter Bridge. He was the guitarist for Creed. He has a solo band now. I'm a huge fan. I would love to play a show with him one day. Obvious answer for these guys. These guys are rolling their eyes right now. Like, Tremonti.
The guy is good. Fans. Yeah.
I'm a Creed fan, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I guess I can go next. I'm going to give you like the ultimate one, but then I'm going to kind of throw one in just, and the guys will know why. But of course, the ultimate band I would love to like open for would be Stryper. And they're still playing now. And sure. In my opinion, they sound heavier now than they did back in the 80s. And just to be able to open up for my childhood heroes would be a total dream come true. Total dream come true. The little side one I want to enter in is the band Relent, but that's only because these guys got to play with them before I was in the band. So
you gotta play with them too.
Yeah,
we will, bro. We will. man, mine, honestly, I think, and I've already said this, but I think because of the first band I heard being a Christian was Red. I think that if we were to open up for Red, man, it'd be killer. I mean, I've seen them plenty of times, but to be able to open up for those guys and, you know, get to hang out with them a little bit, I think that'd be sick, man.
Awesome. Awesome. What about you, Raphael?
Oh, I will say Stryper, but Rob took that one already.
It's all right.
Because it's my second influence. Maybe Newsboys, like, open for them or play with them. And by the way, they need a bassist. Give me a call, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys blow Newsboys out of the water.
Well, I'm going to have to admit this to you guys right now. I have literally never listened to Stryper.
Like, wow.
Ever. So
interview over.
I may have to listen to them now.
You're for younger sure. than us, right? How old are you, man?
I am 46.
Dude, there's no excuse, never, bro. Come on.
I tried to blame the age because maybe
you can't blame the age. 30s,
no,
that's not the one.
You know what? When I was saved and I started listening to Christian music, I've told the story on past podcasts. When I was saved, I used to listen to like the K-rock type of music, and I called it the Jesus is my boyfriend music, where it's all like, hold my hand, you gotta carry me, you gotta, you know, Jesus cuddle me. And I was just like, oh, I can't do this,
right?
And I found one band that, you know, I listened to it and I was just like, wait, this is Christian and it is metal and they're screaming and I love it. And it's just been, you know, a slow journey for me learning all these, you know, great Christian rock metal bands. And that's why I love doing the show, because it introduced me to you guys. Like, before this, I hadn't heard of you, didn't know who you were. And then all of a sudden, you know, these guys are like, you got to hear these guys. And so I started listening to music. I'm like, Jesus, thank you.
Yeah. Cool. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man, you got to check out Stryper. Come on. They got their albums are like To Hell with the Devil. Yellow and Black Attack, Soldiers Under Command. I mean, just those titles alone are like punch you in the face type titles. And they were never ashamed to bring the gospel the way they brought it. So you got to check them out, man. They're awesome.
They're good about them, only that they care. They're amazing guitarists and drummer and bass. Is that the words of their songs, they're empowering for you to take action and go out and preach.
Yep.
Like, and don't be ashamed about it. And that the environment that those guys develop, like they develop on the Sunset Strip, like basically our story and their story and their story is kind of similar, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of mimic to any other band. Like we going into a world, we need to be proud of what we believe. We need to be brave enough to spread the message. Mm-hmm. And let the Lord help us and provide for whatever we need. And that's the kind of message you want to spread.
Definitely.
Right? Yeah, and they've been doing it for 30 years, but back 30 years ago, they took a lot of persecution from the church saying that wasn't the way to do it.
Yep.
I remember our church really kind of looked down on them, and looking back now, the legalism that was being taught to us was like, who are you to say how the Lord is going to get his work done? So that's kind of what brought me to the show all these years. But
you know, anyway, and the scene still gets, unfortunately, that persecution. You know what I mean? If it's, you know, no, you can't play that music in church, right? That's not Christian music. Or they even come back with, well, what are you doing playing? Like Rafa said, what are you doing playing in bars? It's like Jesus went to the sick. The doctors are the ones that need the doctor. So the ones that are going to need to hear the gospel are the ones that are in those bars, the ones that are in those places where these so-called Christians don't want to go because now they're all sitting all hyped up in their country clubs. So now they don't want to touch the ugly, dirty, filthy things. And that's not what God called us to. God called us to reach the lost, you know. That's another reason why I still to this day respect Stryper so much, because that should be the goal of all of us that are in this Christian rock thing, man, is to go out there and reach those souls, you know. And don't get me wrong, I'm not excluding the church, because there are lost souls in the church too. Right. Ryan brought up his story. This was a few days back. I remember he was saying that it was in church that he heard that message and stuff like that. And there's kids in the church that think about suicide and things like that. So, hey, we're going to do both, man. Wherever God opens that door, we're going to go straight up.
Awesome. Amen. That's awesome.
Love hearing that, you know, and I think about what you guys are doing. And for us, like, we're on a station that is not a Christian station. And we kind of hear, well, wouldn't it be more beneficial to be on a Christian station? No,
nope.
Because the people that tune in, they are hearing music that has a message.
Yeah.
And they may not know who Christ is. Just like with you guys, they'll hear you guys on Spock Rock Radio, on rock, not just on Rock for Him, but your songs are playing throughout the day. Yeah. They may tune in, they'll hear your music, and it'll spark something in them. Yeah. So I was talking about the last show, those seeds. And that's what you guys are doing, playing in bars, wherever you guys are playing, you guys are dropping seeds. And that's some ministry work. That's kingdom work, gentlemen.
Yeah. Yeah, love for it. Sure.
Love it. Love it.
So
you played with Relent. Is there who's probably the favorite band you guys have played with or toured with? And then I think we already discussed who you would like to play with, but anything coming up? Anything you could share?
All I can say is Stonewall Static, because I've only played twice with these guys. Well, maybe Spoken. Spoken is another one. We played with Spoken last week.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was fun.
Well, I would love to play open for 7 Days Lumber, because the first time we did it, I had to split, and I didn't see them. I would like to see them live. They're doing great stuff lately. Last album of them is fire. I love it.
Yeah, it is. Killer album.
We've been trying to get them to Flint. So, and you guys, I don't know if you ever get north, but quite a ways, but we'd love to see you.
Hey, man.
Flint, Michigan. I've never been to Michigan. I can try it out.
There we go. Yep. Go, man.
Come on up. It's beautiful up here, except for in the winter. You don't want to do that.
No, no. There's like a 2-month window.
If God opens the door, man, Michigan, we'll be on the way.
How's the water?
The water?
Don't go there, Marco. Don't go there, please.
on, where bro. We're at, it's perfect.
Okay.
True. That's true. Good.
Hey, man, if God opens that door, we'll go over there gladly.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That's awesome.
All right.
All right. If you guys ever do make it up this way, we'd love to have you on sitting next to us talking.
Definitely.
Awesome. We'd love to.
What shows do they got over there, man? I'm gonna have to start looking into it.
Well, we're bringing up. I don't know if you guys know Reclaim the Day.
Yeah,
they're actually gonna be coming to San Antonio July 27th. I actually got them at our church, man, which was super awesome. But yeah, they're gonna be coming there, and I'm like, that's pumped. I'm excited for that, man.
Yeah, we got them coming up here July 2nd.
Nice.
All right, fellas, I had to say goodbye. I had to do some family stuff. I appreciate y'all for having me. If you
appreciate
need
you, brother.
When you want us to go and play for y'all in Flynn, let us know. All right.
Absolutely.
We'll do it. Love we're it. Gonna work on that.
God bless you, man. Thank you.
Later, Rafa.
Yes, sir. See you, fellas.
Well, that kind of brings us to the next question. Is there any place, just anywhere, that you would be like, this is the ultimate place that I would love to play? Where would that be? I mean, obviously Flint, Michigan is top of the list.
But number one. Wow. I never even thought of it, to be honest with you. I think I want to play in Florida, though. I don't know why. Again, like, Florida was just, we've been there already, but Florida, a different place maybe in Florida. Mm. It was
Orlando.
Oh yeah, Orlando would be nice.
Yeah. You know what? I'll say, just because I've always had the urge to sing to the crowd. Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plains. I want to play Oklahoma just so I can sing my heart.
That's fair.
For me, it's a little different. Man, if I could, if money wasn't an object and they'd said, hey, we want you guys can play anywhere you want, I would choose Wackenfest in Germany, which is the ultimate metal fest. I would want to play on that stage.
That'd be sick.
I'm with you on that
one. I'd love to play
the UK.
Somewhere in the UK. Anyway, my wife's from Spain, so I'd love to find a show in Spain somewhere.
Come on, bro, we're number one in Brazil. We need to get to Brazil ASAP.
Yes. That too.
Yeah.
It sounds like they love you.
I know, right? Yeah. We need to find a way over there.
Mm-hmm.
So tell everybody where we can find your music. Do you have a website? Can we buy merch? Tell us what we need to know.
Yeah, man. If you actually go to officialreborn.com, you could find literally everything there. Where to go to our music. Our homepage has our link tree on it. So our link tree has Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, merch, what else? Cash App, PayPal, if you want to just donate to us and, you know, help out our ministry. We even have a Bandcamp set up that it's there. But yeah, man, anything that social media wise or that'll help a band out, you name it, we're on it. So
awesome. And we'll put links to all of that on the video and on the podcast. We'll link it all, because that's something that we like to do. We're not doing this for us. We want people to know who you guys are.
Right.
We want to get ears on you guys, eyes on you guys. So
we appreciate that, man, for sure.
Absolutely.
So
do you guys have any,
go ahead, Jeremy. Sorry.
No. Do you guys have any like favorite places you've played so far? I don't think we've covered that.
I think the Rock Box is my favorite.
Yeah. Rock Box locals in here in San Antonio.
Yeah.
My house. You know what? I'll just say it. There's a place in Houston called Acadia Bar.
Yeah.
That was probably my favorite so far. I love mostly because of the flow of the bands coming in and out. There's a ramp on this side of the stage. Come into the ramp, okay, play your set. And then when you strike the other side. So nice. it just flows that way. That's what I like about that. And on top of that, the sound system was amazing. Front of house engineer, super great dude. I'd say Acadia in Houston.
Awesome.
Nice.
That's a good one. For me, I would have to agree with Ryan. It's the Rock Box. But for me, it's more of a sentimental thing because on that stage played some of the legends of our industry, and Striper actually played at that stage on that stage as well. So I played Rock Box. It wasn't with Reborn, but the funny thing is we played the same night, my former band. But the fact that I got to play drums on the same stage that Robert Sweet played, that was dope for me for sure. Mm-hmm.
So one thing we haven't asked you is, how did you come up with the name Reborn? I mean, obviously we kind of know what it means, but how did you come up with the name?
It really just resonated with me. I heard a phrase around the same time I was dreaming of the band. I was in my teens. I heard a phrase in Spanish. The phrase is "vuelve a nacer," which loosely translates to being born again. It just really resonated with me. And I heard the phrase, I'm like, I was trying to think of names. I knew I wanted a one word name. So I'm thinking, I'm trying to think of names of the band, this, that, and then I said, born again. Born again sounded a little bit
churchy.
Cliche, I guess, churchy, yeah. So I thought reborn. Reborn. Yeah. Okay. So I stuck with it. And I've shared this on my social media that our logo, our logo with the cross, it is a hand-drawn logo. I drew it myself. I've drawn that on so many notebook paper, binders. Matter of fact, I have this right here. This is the drawing that you see in our logo.
Yeah,
I've drawn it on so many sheets of paper, binders. I even drew it on my hand one day. My dad didn't really like that much, but it just stuck. I'm not even sure how, but the name just stuck with me. I just kept it. And yeah,
I like that.
Worked out. Yeah.
Yo, you know what's cool about that story, Marco? And I honestly didn't even know that. Is that there's another band in history that they drew their own logo as well, and it was a one word name, and they became probably the most famous rock band, and that's Kiss. Huh? They did the same thing.
Nice.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Facts with Rob T.
Yeah, facts with me. just ask me anything. I got you.
We're starting a new segment of the show, Facts with Rob T. You just got to join us every week.
That's right.
Never know. That's sweet.
So, obviously, we know how big Striper has influenced you guys. Not me, but you guys.
Yet.
What musically really inspired you guys besides Striper?
Tremonti.
That's my answer, yes.
It's Marco's answer for sure.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of just Tremonti's playing style is literally what I picked up. You know, everything I do, everything I play, it's based off of him. That's a major influence. Them, and there's a band called Seven Dust. I'm a huge fan of them as well. They're heavy and they're rhythmic. Like the rhythms that they play with the guitars matching the drums.
Yeah.
It's choppy. It's rhythmic and it's catchy. It's very percussive, and I'm a drummer, so I love percussive stuff.
Funny story about Seven Dust. A buddy of mine actually does all their artwork on their drum kits for them.
Nice.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Well, here's the interesting thing to kind of tail off of what Marco just said. You know, yeah, Striper was a big influence for me and, of course, for Rafa and stuff. But it's the blending of those influences that kind of give it the sound. Because when you got the riffs that Marco throws down, yeah, he says, like he said, there's some people that say it kind of sounds old school, kind of 90s. But to me, it's really got that early 2000s feel. There was a lot of bands that came out in that time. Creed, of course, being one of them. You know, 12 Stones is another one that came out around that time. Mm-hmm. And it's got a real feel for that. But then you get my drumming style that comes from that more very epic, you know, metal 80s type style, where I'll be the first to tell you, I'm not a very... I'm not the drummer that's got a lot of finesse and can do a lot of these really cool roles, but I will beat the heck out of them. And I've just got a lot of power behind what I do. And so I get that influence a lot from those big 80s type metal bands. And I think it's just this blending of those styles that give Reborn that unique sound. I don't think you can put us in a box, man. Like Marco said earlier, we are our own sound. You can try to compare us with these other bands, but yeah, there's always going to be something a little different. Reborn is its own thing, you know?
Yeah.
You had talked about some of the stuff that Marco does as far as like the rhythms and stuff. How do you guys write your music? Do you guys have a message that you have, like some lyrics, and then you're like, all right, we gotta write, you know, some music to it? Or do you guys have like some riffs, and then, you know, one of you guys comes in and says, all right, you know, this song that I have here would fit perfect with that riff? How do you guys do that? What's your guys' method?
Man, I'm usually the one who's writing the lyrics. And it's Marco. I don't know if you guys knew about it, but he had like this 9-year-old YouTube page with all these riffs on it. And that's actually how we came up with Ready to Fly. He had one that was entitled Ready to Fly, and well, it was entitled, what was it titled, Marco? It was something else, right?
Ixius.
There you go. And yeah. And so the Ready to Fly thing came from that. And he was like, hey, check this out. And I heard it and I was like, okay, I'm writing to it. And for whatever reason, that Ready to Fly just stuck with me. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to just write something ready to fly. Like, okay, let's just go off of that. And I mean, I don't know, the lyrics just kind of just started coming out, and I'm like, okay, this is whatever you're telling me, Lord, like this is what I'm going to put down. And I hope it sounds good, because to me, it sounds kind of weird, but yeah. I'm going for it. And I mean, of course, that song being about suicide and depression and stuff, man, I mean, it really hit home for me too. I was in the military, so I had PTSD for a pretty long time. And you know, just those thoughts of suicide and that depression that I went through and stuff like that, it killed me, man. But so for me to be able to put that on paper and be able to show somebody else that message that, hey, like I got through this, you know, a part of my testimony I didn't mention earlier. And this is actually, we're Ready to Fly. The lyrics came from, I had put a gun to my head, man, at 15 years old, and I pulled the trigger and it jammed. And so if you've seen the video, this is how I know it was God, man, because when we started talking about making that music video, the videographers were like, well, what if we put like the gun and it jams? And man, I broke out into tears, and I'm like, the Lord put that on you, like to bring up in this video, man. And I, you know, I know that God just, he works in mysterious ways. And that was one of the ways that he worked through that video. And, you know, but as far as the lyrics and everything, I mean, that's how they come about. It's just things that I've experienced and things that I've gone through, you know, similar stories that others might be going through. But I want to put a positive message in at the end, you know, to know that with God, we can overcome all these type of things.
Right. That's awesome. First off, I want to say, Ryan, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
That's completely awesome. And honestly, I can relate with you. Not that I served, but, you know, on the whole suicide thing, you know, I don't even know if my co-hosts even, if I've even told them, but at one point in my life, I literally had the rope around my neck and was ready to go. And wow, my phone rang, and it was just someone that wanted to talk to me.
Wow.
And, you know, I look back now and I know that that was God stepping into my life.
Yeah.
Like I'm not done with you yet.
That's right.
So, you know, every time I hear stories of how God steps in and is like, nope, you're not done yet. I've got something for you. You're staying here.
Yeah, that's right.
It gives me chills. So I am so glad that he stepped into your life and you are.
Oh, me too, here. Brother. Me too.
Man.
Most of the album has the same idea of like the fact that I had a bunch of videos on my YouTube, like written years ago, almost a decade ago. Like Ready to Fly was written, all three, all three songs. The riffs were all like written about a decade ago. Mm-hmm. And I had the list of videos. I told Ryan, hey, check these out. See if any of them stick out or anything. We do have a video on our YouTube explaining the story of how we wrote Ready to Fly. And I'm saying that I had this list of videos and I told him, hey, just listen to them. See if any of them stick out to you. Let me know. Sure enough, he comes back with Ready to Fly. Reflection, the same thing. He came back with, hey, I like this one. Reflection, I got some lyrics to it. And I can say this because I didn't write the lyrics, but kudos to my brother, man, to write such an amazing, songs. I will say Reflection was, and Ready to Fly. Both of those, I really didn't hear the lyrics and context of the music until we went to track it. Mm. Like we just shared ideas here and there. He listened to the riff ideas and maybe I heard a little bit of it, but I never heard the whole song in context until we hit the studio and tracked the vocals. And I got the sample back. I was like, bro, seriously, it hits, man.
Well, yeah. As we near the end of episode number 2, unfortunately, we're coming close to the end here. We would love to have you guys on again, but I am going to turn it over to my brother Scott here to wrap us up.
So like we do every show, we just want to take a time and pray for you guys. Is there anything particular you want to mention? We can include any prayer requests at this time or just...
I would say for the upcoming tour, granted it's a small tour, but pray that souls will just come and know Christ through
absolutely
what we do, that they'll be attracted by what they hear and see on stage, but that the real ministry will happen afterwards at the merch table, and maybe we can lead some souls to Christ, but that also it would open some more doors for us, because the reality is Reborn is still new. It's it's only been around a little over a year, if I'm not mistaken. So we're just getting into our stride. And, as we get out there more and more, you're going to see a lot more. And I'll tell you one thing, just to kind of piggyback off what you said, Ernie, you can pray for this too. And guys, forgive me, I don't mean to overstep my bounds or anything, but, I'm excited to write with these guys for what's coming up, because I too am a songwriter myself. I've been doing this for a long time, and I get just thinking about it, I just get so excited, because like, man, I can't wait to team up with Ryan and with Marco, and let's lay something down. I think the best is yet to come, but yeah, definitely prayer for what's to come and everything for those souls.
Absolutely.
You got it.
Marco, can we pray for you for anything?
The album coming up, it's just almost done. We're so close. We have a few things to touch up on. Let's pray that this album reaches out. Just like as Rob was saying about the tour, let this album reach out to those who need to hear it.
Awesome. And finally, Ryan, is there anything that we can pray for you for?
Man, honestly, the guys hit it on the spot. I really just want to pray that whoever needs to hear these messages, like I said, it's a message of hope, man. And, whoever needs to hear that message, my thing is there could be somebody that night that, might have been depressed or had suicidal thoughts. And somebody was like, hey, come to this show. Let's just go check it out. And that night, maybe somebody was like, wow, like I'm going to give my life to God. If he could change him, he could change me, and we just want to pray that whoever needs to hear our message will be there.
Awesome.
You got it.
All right, Scott.
All right, let's pray, guys. Awesome, Father in heaven, thank you for another night to get together and discuss things for your benefit. We thank you for these guys from Reborn and their ministry and their testimonies. What a great hour it's been just discussing things they're doing for you. We pray for their album and tour. Help them to wrap that up and help the tour just to bring lost souls to you. Help them to preach the gospel and help the fans to be open to whatever it is you have for them. We love you. We are trying to do the same in our ministry. Thank you for both of these ministries. Help us to continue to honor and glorify you in everything we do. And thank you most important for sending Jesus to die for our sins on the cross. We love you. Bless these guys. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Well, gentlemen, I just want to thank all of you for joining us tonight. Well, I guess for Scott, Jeremy, and the guys from Reborn, I just want to thank everyone that is tuning in on YouTube, on iTunes, Google, whatever, all the places. Just follow these guys, listen to them, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, look for them, get their stuff, follow them. If they're playing somewhere, go see them, support these guys. Go up, give them big old hugs, because I know I'm going to if I ever get to see them.
Yeah.
So for Rock for Him, I just want to remind you that if you're going to rock, rock for him.
Yeah.
Have a good night. Thank you, gentlemen.
If you like what you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're going to rock, rock for him.
Coming up next week on the Rock for Him podcast, we talk to the guys from I Against No One.